This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Union Cabinet has approved the extension of one-time special package on D-ammonium phosphate, DAP fertilizers beyond nutrient-based subsidy at 3,500 rupees per metric tons. It has approved the proposal of the Department of Fertilizers for the extension of the special package from today till further orders to ensure sustainable availability of the DAP at affordable prices to the farmers. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the farmers will continue to get DAP at 1,350 rupees per bag of 50 kilogram. The tentative budgetary requirement for it will be approximately up to 3,850 crore rupees. He said the extra burden will be borne by the union government. The move will ensure availability of DAP to farmers at subsidized, affordable and reasonable prices. The cabinet has also approved the continuation of the PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. The minister said under the scheme, 88% of insured farmers are small and marginal farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw added that 57% of insured farmers are from OBC, SC and ST. The minister said that in the last 8 years, claims of 1,70,000 crore rupees have been given to farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw said the first cabinet meeting of 2025 was dedicated to farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government is fully committed to furthering the welfare of farmers. Referring to Union Cabinet's decision, Mr. Modi said, "The first cabinet of 2025 is dedicated to enhancing prosperity for the farmers." He said, "The country is proud of all its farmers who work hard to feed the nation." The rates of commercial LPG has been cut by 14 rupees 50 paise. Now the 19 kilo cylinder will cost 1804 rupees in Delhi, 1756 rupees in Mumbai, 1911 rupees in Kolkata and 1966 rupees in Chennai. The rate of cooking gas used in domestic households, however, remained unchanged at 803 rupees per 14.2 kilo cylinder. The price of jet fuel or aviation turbine fuel has been reduced by 1.5%, 1,401 rupees 37 paise per kiloliter. In the national capital, the aviation turbine fuel price in Mumbai has been reduced to 84,511 rupees 93 paise from 85,861 rupees. The Ministry of Coal has recorded significant growth in coal production and dispatch in December 2024. The total coal production during December reached 97.94 million tons, surpassing the production of 92.98 million tons recorded during the same month in the previous year, with a growth rate of 5.33%. Captive and other mines produced 18.95 million tons, reflecting a significant growth of 29.61% compared to 14.62 million tons in the corresponding period of the previous year. The Ministry of Civil Aviation held consultations with airlines, airport operators and stakeholders over the past 2 months to improve preparedness for the fog season. The ministry stressed the importance of collaboration, including with security agencies, to manage fog-related challenges. India and Pakistan today exchanged the list of nuclear installations and facilities covered under the Agreement on the Prohibition of Attack Against Nuclear Installations and Facilities between both the countries. The list was exchanged through diplomatic channels simultaneously in New Delhi and Islamabad. The agreement was signed on 31st of December 1988 and entered into force on 27th of January 1991. India and Pakistan also exchanged the lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year. The sale of tickets for Republic Day Parade 2025 and Beating Retreat will commence tomorrow. The Defence Ministry said the tickets can be purchased from the counters opened at Sena Bhavan, Shastri Bhavan, Jantar Mantar, Pragati Maidan and Raji Chowk Metro Station on production of original photo ID card. And with that, we end this news bulletin.